Good morning. The cool front that brought rounds of showers and thunderstorms and some severe weather to interior New York and New England yesterday continues to move through the region. Most of the Mohawk Valley, western Catskills, and northern New York and most of Vermont continues to dry out with a return to sunshine and temperatures in the 50s and lower 60s. Along the front from the easternmost part of New York over into New England, we still have some showers left over and temperatures are in the middle to upper 60s. We'll continue to see showers remain a threat across parts of New England and the lower Hudson Valley through the morning and into the afternoon, maybe even a rumble of thunder as that front continues to push through the region, while the trend will be toward drier weather and increasing sunshine for the rest of the region during the course of the day today. We'll continue to pick up a northwesterly breeze, which will lower humidity levels substantially from the weekend, and high temperatures will be in the lower to mid-70s on average. Tonight, everyone will continue the clearing trend, and it will be comfortably cool overnight, with readings back largely into the 40s, with even some 30s across the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. This will all set us up for a great day tomorrow with high pressure and control. We'll enjoy plenty of sunshine, a nice northwest breeze, and pleasantly cool weather for this time of year with highs in the lower 70s. More sunshine with high pressure and control on Wednesday with highs right around 75. By Thursday, a weak disturbance approaches with the chance of a few showers, not a rainout, with highs in the lower 70s. But a more intense wave of low pressure will arrive on Friday, and that will bring a better chance of clouds and rain for most of us, with highs on Friday near 70 degrees. Right now, it looks like there's a chance of some lingering showers to start the weekend on Saturday, but the system should pull out by the end of the weekend with partly sunny skies Sunday. Highs over the weekend will be in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the southern through the central high plains. Storms will likely develop by late afternoon within a zone of convergence and weakening convective inhibition along a trough of low pressure. Southeasterly winds and veering westerly winds with height at 30 to 35 knots will result in adequate effective shear for strong storms. Higher base supercells will be the initial storm mode, but some of the activity may eventually congeal into line segments and clusters and persist into the plains during the evening, supported by a strengthening low-level jet stream. Large hail and damaging wind will be the main threats through mid-evening. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport, Grand Bahama, in the Bahamas at 12:20 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Changchun, China, at 1 a.m. this morning. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 68, the average temperature 78, that's 15 degrees above normal. The average high temperature for today, 75, the average low 53, the record high 97 set in 1925, and the record low 36 set in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:28 p.m., 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler today, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Partly cloudy and refreshingly cool tonight, with lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, especially in New England today, drying out later, highs in the upper 70s, clearing tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with showers likely today, drying out later with highs in the middle 70s. Clearing skies tonight with lows in the middle 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and cooler today with highs in the middle 70s. Mostly clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, pleasantly cool with highs in the lower 70s. More sunshine and mild weather on Wednesday with highs in the mid-70s. Back to some clouds on Thursday, still some sunshine with a chance of showers in the lower 70s. A better chance of a steadier rain on Friday with highs right around 70. For the weekend on Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, lower 70s, and a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday with highs back into the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.